Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
Now. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome back. It's time for another week of the always fun, always. What else are we always? Here?
We're always here.
Present.
Yeah, that's about it. Welcome to the Bobby Bones Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Okay, let's go. Up first, our video producer. He's got a big, button bay in front of him, and he's co-hosting the show, and he's also running cameras at the same time. So sometimes he will go, wait, what did you say? Or repeat something. But that's why you're doing two jobs at once.
Thank you for acknowledging that.
And they don't acknowledge it, but I will. So I'm acknowledging you right now.
I appreciate it.
Here he is, our video producer ready.
Guys, somebody is pranking me. I don't know what's going on, but I received a lot of letters over the holidays here at the station. I opened them up, and they were all holiday recipes. Is this a thing? Because I got probably...
Why you? Because I don't... Did Lunchbox or Amy... did I get letters?
No idea.
Is this an organized Eddie situation?
After I opened the sixth one, I'm like, all right, somebody pranked me. Look, I have one right here that I have not opened, and I promise you there's going to be a recipe in here. No, that's just a Christmas card. That's actually very good. that was very nice of
him. Bad example, yes.
Yeah, bad example. But I got like 15 recipes. I've never heard of that. Is that a thing?
Did anyone see on the B-Team Facebook group if they were doing that? Is that what it is, Morgan?
Yeah, they have a recipe like where they send them across the country to each other, and they have been sending them to us, too.
Okay,
yeah, I got
all
one.
All right.
So it's not a prank. It's kindness.
Okay.
Fine line between pranks and kindness.
That makes me feel better. Well, thank you for all the recipes that everyone sent.
Did you use any of them?
No. Some of them were very complex, and I'm like, I'm not about to try that.
Yeah, they do a lot over there on that page. Like it's a good community.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it's a good community. All right, up next, let me acknowledge Lunchbox for something then. He will go and do the most awkward, cringe type situation things and record it and bring it back, and it's often really great content. He has no shame whatsoever.
Yeah, I would be so embarrassed.
It's so crazy. Here he is, Lunchbox, everybody. Yeah.
Hey, Happy New Year, Bobby.
Thank you.
I just want to know, in the past...
We don't say that now, Monday, do we?
Ooh, it's past the time.
He's saying it to you specifically because you said that now you can't say it.
Okay.
Yes, but I just want to know, you know, the past week since the new year started, how would you say my performance? Have I been extra funny?
No.
What?
Why?
Because I've stayed off Facebook at work for 1 week. I have not gone to Facebook while I was at work because I was like, oh, you know what? I'll be dialed in. I'll be extra funny. Oh. My performance, I'll shine.
You've been funny.
Dang.
But I didn't walk home and go, God dang, that LB guy's crushing. But that's good. I like it. I don't think you should be rewarded, though, for doing the bare minimum of what you should be doing.
But right, now, but since he's the same,
it's like, man, I dropped the bank in 2 weeks.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're saying hadn't it helped me improve, so maybe I go back. Sort of like I gave up Cokes in high school because I thought, oh, it helped me be a better student. No.
Why did you stop using Facebook on the show?
Because I thought, oh, you know what I mean? Maybe it's distracting me. Maybe I'm not
it
doing
is,
it.
It sure.
For sure is.
Yeah, for sure it is. And you have, like, bikini women up on your computer.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's in the news. When they're in the news, I can't help it. Like when they show
the web and the news are two different things. Just because it's on the web does not mean it's the news.
Like when they say Selena Gomez on a yacht in a bikini, I'm like, that's a news story.
Okay.
And she did. She was on a yacht with Beckham and his wife, pets, and they're a throuple, she says. So I looked at the bikini pics.
What is a throuple?
Like a throuple?
Yeah, throuple, not throuple. Yes. He tried.
So you wouldn't say I've been killing it?
I'd say you've been doing a good job. Fine. A good job. But just keep at it. I like it. Thank
but
you.
I mean, my friends do miss me. Like, hey, man, I haven't seen you on Facebook this week.
We'll do that at home.
Like, what's going on?
All right. Up next, let me acknowledge Amy. Amy comes in the morning. She's often here before you knuckleheads.
That's right.
Working away, too. Like, she comes in and does a whole bunch. Not just this, but she's doing all kinds of stuff here for the show. So here she is, Amy, everybody.
Well, a rare... yellow cardinal was spotted in Tennessee. So, my hope is that I see one. It's like one in a million, though.
Oh, you didn't see it?
No, it was on the news.
I did see a story about a yellow cardinal.
Yeah, because there's only 12. Experts estimate only 12 of these in America.
I ask this in a loving way. Do you still feel like your mom is a cardinal, your mom who passed away?
I feel like I see signs in cardinals and blue jays. My dad's a blue jay, my mom's a cardinal. But my mom can be a red cardinal, she can be a brown cardinal. And if I see a yellow cardinal, that's definitely my mom.
Okay.
Oh, boy. You know, she's trying to tell me.
Oh, so
Amy starts and she's like, well, listen, I'm not crazy. I see signs. No, but she's definitely the yellow one.
it starts
normal and gets crazier as it goes.
If I see it, it'll just be a reminder that, like, wow, miracles can happen.
But if you don't see it, it's not a reminder being hid from you.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll see a red one in my yard.
Okay. Well, a yellow cardinal. Why don't you, do they say where you can go find it?
It was 2 hours and 11 minutes from Nashville.
Oh, you got to go, Amy.
Yeah, what are you waiting on? Why are you still here?
This one woman said that it comes to her backyard. That's, it's wow, where, that's cool. Where it gets food, I guess.
Mounted in their house now. They can't find it.
Yeah.
All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he invented the B-team, and he's always brainstorming, so it would seem.
Oh.
Good rhyme.
Hey, Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones. Yeah.
There's an app that I like. My wife is the one who said, hey, you should do this in the morning. And so it's called Elevate, and it's like a brain app where you do puzzles and words. And I've been doing it in the morning a little before the show. I think at some point it's going to charge me. I'm not sure. But it's a fun little game. Most of those things where it's like, train your brain are stupid. This one's good, and they try to do different things. So Elevate, it's not like a video game, but it's there's one where it says, okay, push the button so those are the same, and there's like a circle with two over four, five over 10, one over three, half, 19 over, what, and then you go, okay, that one is all 50%. And so next one, and you see how many you get done.
Oh, man.
But apparently it works all these different parts of your brain. It's fun for me. I've been doing it in the morning before I get here. So if I'm extra like, I'm on it.
Your brain's already been working.
But it's called Elevate. And if it ever charges you, I don't know. I think it might. I don't know. I don't know. It's somehow they got to make their money. I don't know how they're doing that yet. Mm. But I like it. I'm not a spokesperson for it, or I would know more about it. That's what I'm doing in the morning. Thank you. My wife also has an app. I do this. It's some kind of meditation app, but it's for like 5 minutes. And she'll do it sometimes if she's had a stressful day. And it's like, okay, now we're going to, your muscle, la, la, la. And I'm always like, it's so dumb. Let me know when it's over and I'll go to bed. She's like, just do it one time. I'm like, this stuff doesn't work on me. And so she played it and she's like, okay, now look, you're the woman on this talking about it. And I'm like, this is so stupid. I fell asleep. I fell asleep like before it was over.
That's awesome.
And then she texts me a little bit before the show. She goes, hey, how'd you sleep last night? Because I sleep terribly. And I know what she wanted me to say is I fell asleep and credit that.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yeah, I fell asleep early. I was just so tired. But really, it was because I wish I knew what it was. All right, that's what's going on. Thank you, guys. Let's start the show. Welcome back for another week of the Bobby Bones Show. Time to open the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
All right, listen to this one closely, Amy. Hello, Bobby Bones. What would you do if you found your husband giving eyes to a woman at a restaurant/bar? This happened to me. He didn't know I was looking at him giving her eyes, but as I sat there giving him the benefit of the doubt, I noticed he kept on looking. I see this as almost cheating. I understand we all look, but to keep on looking is something else. We've been together over 25 years. Is he getting bored? Is he not finding any interest in me? He denied, 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 which is worse because I actually took pics of him looking.
Well,
this guy
gosh.
Was completely clueless. If his
what on earth?
Took pics of him looking.
I wanted to get him and slap him upside the head, but I do have self-control, but we got into it that night. Mm. Trust is a major part of our relationship. What would be your advice? Thanks. Signed. Only have eyes for my husband. Hey, what do you think about this staring at a bar situation?
Well, the over-staring seems really disrespectful, and I'm shocked that he didn't notice that he was doing that.
Or notice she was taking a picture of him doing that.
That's crazy.
That he was really looking.
Yeah, because if I'm doing something wrong, I'm also looking around to see if anybody notices me doing
exactly.
anything wrong.
Yeah, that's just if you're staring at anybody for too long. Like, I even had to get on to my son the other day because he was staring at someone at the airport forever, and I was like, hey, buddy, we don't stare at people like that. And so for her, she might need to be like, hey, buddy, we don't stare at people like that. But I think, I'm sure already said they got into it, so they got in a fight. But I think the best thing that we can do when we need to communicate something, especially to, you know, a partner or a friend or a coworker, is try to stay as calm as possible and just really express how it's making you feel.
It's tough when they're eye cheating, though.
Is it cheating?
Yeah. No, it's
is
not
it
cheating.
Okay.
I mean,
it's
that's not wild that he would do it that much. I mean, he can't deny it if she has
so,
photos.
Okay, I wish I knew his side of the story.
Yeah, same.
But he can deny. Let's say, you ever do this, Amy, where you're just like, not actually staring at something, but you're just like
gazing off.
Just like, but you're locked. I will do that sometimes thinking.
Yeah.
Where, like, I'm looking at Eddie in the eyes right now, but if I'm the same exact eye position, I'd be like this. Or I'm just like,
and I'm like, what are you looking at, dude?
And I'm like, sorry, I wasn't even looking at you. I know I was holding that, but I was actually deep in thought about something else.
Yeah.
Mm. If he doesn't have a history of staring women down in a bar, and he said that was his answer, you have to at least acknowledge it could be a possibility. If he does it all the time, you're right. You slap him up the head.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wonder what his argument back was. Because there's a reason that they don't throw a lot of first-time offenders in jail. Because they don't normally commit crimes. Maybe they didn't commit the crime. Maybe it's – and if he's doing it for the first time and he says he either – oh, sorry, I didn't realize that was bad. That's kind of a dumb answer. Or I didn't realize – I wasn't looking at her exactly. My eyes
– Or if he's like, sorry, I've just never seen anybody like that.
Well, if he does that, you at least got to value the honesty.
That's right.
He's like, she had a butt that would crack a wall. No. Don't do that.
I've never seen a butt like that
before.
Don't do
that. That's bad on him. You can't do that. But I would, though – value his response if he gives you one, if he hasn't had a history of doing this before. That's what I would say. Because it can get into a fight big if he is like, no, I wasn't. And you're like, yes, you. That can be the fight. Don't let that be the fight. Lunchbox?
Look, most likely he's looking at the TV over there. There's probably a TV you didn't see. There's probably some game on, and he's trying to pay attention to the game and have a date with you at the same time. And look, we all go to the art gallery, and we look at different paintings, and we're like, man, that's an amazing.
Yeah, but you're also not married to another painting that you're at the paint gallery with. And that painting is offended if you're – anyway, I'm not – yes, but –
I wonder where he was going with that analogy.
I don't know.
Okay, all right.
We've been doing this for a while. Just cut him off. I would say don't kill him. Don't put him in husband prison. If he gives you a suitable response, that even if you don't believe it, it's the first time, at least value it a bit that it could be true. If he does it a second time, go through it. I don't mean Dallas.
I got another scenario. It could have been Sally from second grade, and he was like, man, that sure does look like Sally from second grade, and he was just trying to figure out if that was her or not.
Okay. Also, his are like tongue twisters. Sally slips, sea slips through the seashore. Sally from second grade. All right, thank you for the email. Lunchbox, I do want to talk to you for a second about taxes, first of the year.
Yeah.
A lot of our listeners want to know if you're still up to your, we say shenanigans, you say business plan.
Yeah.
Where, can you just share with anybody that's new how your last few years of tax refunds have gone?
Yeah, I get around $9,000, $10,000, $11,000 a year because I write off everything. My gas to work, I write off my clothes because I wear them to work. If I go on a trip.
I don't think you can just wear clothes to work and write it off.
Yeah, it's a business expense.
It's not.
Like when we go to iHeart.
That could possibly be different if you're buying it specifically for that, but you're not supposed to write anything off for work that you don't wear outside of work.
There's no way. He doesn't wear anything new to this studio.
No, it's all
it's the same hoodie every day. Go ahead.
like if I go on a trip. And then I come back and I share stories from that trip. Guess what? Write it off.
That also is not a thing.
No, absolutely. It's a business trip.
No, it's not. You have to go primarily for the reason of business.
Well, yeah, I'm going to get content for the show. Like I'm making stories, making memories.
If you're going on a vacation, the primary reason. I'm not arguing about this part. I'm sorry.
Like when I go travel to see my family for the holidays.
Yeah.
Write it off because guess what? We have a station in Austin. So, hey, that's a business trip. I meet listeners in the
mall. No, but do you go to the station?
I did.
When? What year?
No, I did this year.
To do what?
A Sore Losers podcast.
But that's for the podcast. It's not for the show.
But that's business. I when I'm out in public, I say hi to listeners. That's a work trip.
What's the most you ever got back?
Most I've ever got back is $15,000.
Wow.
A little over 15.
He gets about $10,000 every year.
That's crazy.
Refunded to him.
It's great, guys. You should do your own taxes. You hiring someone is you're wasting your
but
own
what's
money.
What's crazy is every year, I mean, because he's worked on the show for years and years,
and
he's made more.
About this.
Like his salary is clearly increased, yet.
But when you have kids, they give money back too.
Okay, that
diapers,
I understand.
That's a write off. Daycare, that's a write off.
Is it? I don't know that. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah. I don't know.
Heck yeah, man. Child care, babysitter, write it off.
What? But how? Under what? Can you let me know what rule? I don't know. What rule?
Well, it's called child care. So you
no, I know what child care is.
Right. Like you hire a babysitter, right? Because I'm going to a concert. That's a work event. So the babysitter work is a work event. Boom, write it off.
But a concert is not a work event if you're going for your own personal enjoyment.
I am, but I'm also coming to report back to you hey, Stapleton sounded great last night. Or,
that's
you know.
Not enough just to say you come report back to me.
Wait,
you don't.
He learns about paying his kids.
Huh?
Wait, I don't know what that means either.
Well, you can, you
wait
could.
Wait till I learn about that, apparently.
Yeah. Learn me right
well,
now.
You can form, I mean, and I'm not an expert here.
Oh, but now he's taking, Amy's giving tax advice. Oh,
yeah, no. This is good. Oh, go, no. Amy, go.
You could form, you have a business, form your LLC, then you hire your kids for different things and
no.
pay them.
No
oh,
way.
I love it.
That's got to be illegal.
It's no, good. It's not.
That's good.
They have to be of age?
It's not illegal. No.
Yeah. Yeah,
this just feels
this is great. Amy, I got new things for 2023. Let me tell you.
I am obviously paraphrasing how that know. Works.
Because we're in the new year and I've got to start getting my taxes together, but this is one I'm starting for next year.
Like, but you have to use your kids for some sort of work.
Yeah, clean the house. No. Clean your room.
Like, are they ever on your
yeah,
social?
Hey, throw the laundry in the washing machine. Start the dishwasher. Just, that's work.
Just write say something off. About them yeah. right now and that would be them being a part
I reported on my kids. Wrote them off.
Yeah.
So you're planning again to go with
all those situations. Mm-hmm. Pretty good, huh?
No.
Like if I'm out somewhere, like I'm at a bar, you know what I mean? And I see a listener, I buy the listener a drink.
When do you go to a bar anymore?
No. Well, if I'm at a restaurant, happy hour, whatever.
When do you go to happy hour?
Every once in a while.
Okay.
And I buy a listener a drink, that's a write-off.
Okay.
It is.
How much can I pay my child to work for my business?
Oh, no.
As long as they're doing legitimate work for your business, you can hire your child tax-free and pay each of them up to $12,000 per year tax-free.
Okay, but you pay them, but then how does that help your taxes?
Yeah, how does that help
I
my taxes?
I don't know, but it's supposed to.
Okay.
Just trust me.
We're the worst.
I love it, man.
This is the opposite of Dave Ramsey.
Yeah, we don't know. Nobody knows anything.
It's like, I don't know what it's supposed to, but I don't know.
Lottery ticket losses? Write it off.
No that's chance. Not a loss. That's
yeah,
not a,
you can I mean, write that's, off that's your gambling losses.
If your career as a gambler, if your professional career is like a sports handicapper.
Like if I go to Vegas and I lose a couple $100, write it off.
No. Jail. Will you please, when you go to jail, it'd be awesome if you did this.
I'll call in.
Well, you could, but just say hello to the Chrisleys.
Okay.
You know, while you're there. Because you'll be put in the same kind of place. What, Amy?
I don't know. Just a lot of people Google, can I put my 7-year-old on payroll?
Okay. We got to play this song. Thank you, guys. I'm sorry you had to hear this. Don't do anything we said. Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah. Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Christian Khalil from Massachusetts was on his way to his men's league hockey game. He stopped to get some gas because he didn't want to have to get in the morning. When he was there, he bought a bottle of water and a lottery ticket. He chose that specific ticket because it was in dispenser number 5. His son was born in the month of May. So he bought it and... Da-da-da, $1 million.
Mm. Wow.
Goodness.
On a scratcher. I can't imagine. I'd be scared to have it, to hold it, to take care of it. Because you got to do it for a night. I wouldn't be able to sleep.
Yeah, and he had to go to his hockey game after that.
The store will receive a $10,000 bonus for the sale of his ticket. I would have taped the ticket to my body. I wouldn't have wanted to play it and leave it. Maybe I'd have skipped the game. I don't know. I wouldn't have skipped the game. I'll never skip anything.
No, you put it in the console.
Mm-mm. No chance.
Can you imagine?
No.
You have $1 million right there. I
put it down my pants.
And then I pee on it. Sometimes I dribble. I don't want that to happen. I think I'd probably maybe not do the hockey game just to hold it and make. I wouldn't want anybody else to have it until I turned it in. $1 million, which is wild. He chose the annuity option and got the 20 annual payments of $50,000.
That's stupid.
I definitely wouldn't have done that.
No.
Give it to me. Take some back, but give me the lump.
Scared he's going to spend it all?
Give me the lump, baby. That's what I say. It's my nickname in college. The lump. Now give me the lump. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We are here for you. We are protecting you. It's now time for a scam alert. Scam alert. There are so many scams out there. We almost fall for them. We get an email or a text or we're like, ooh, should we click this? And so when one happens to us, we share it with you so you don't fall for it. Today, Amy brings us a scam.
Shocking.
Yes.
Well... It just looks so legit that I want you to just be on your tippy toes when you're checking your email, because I got one that said, you have a promo code to spend, and it was from Nordstrom. And I thought, what? They're sending me a promo code?
Because it wouldn't be out of the question. Do they have your email address in some database?
Yes.
Okay.
I get emails from Nordstrom. And so it looked so real that I had to contemplate clicking on it. But then if I look closely at the subject line, you have a promo code to spend. It was like the Y was capital, then the H was lowercase.
You would think with all this fraud, they would at least like spell things right.
They did, but it just went upper, lower. Mm-hmm. Up,
that
you know,
shift will
so
get you.
Right. And then, but when you open up the email, it does look like it's the real store and all the different things that they offer. And then it says, click here to view your e-gift card.
What's the learning lesson here?
Don't be quick to click.
That's good.
That's good.
Don't be quick to click. It's good. Spend time looking at it because sometimes you can find a little fault in the typing because a lot of these are done from out of the country.
Yeah, and then think, why would Nordstrom even be sending me this?
And then look at the email address it's sent from, because sometimes you have to click and open it up, and it's always something a little off, like john@portstroms.com.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or nordstrom@hotmail.com.
Yeah. Right, they wouldn't have that.
Right, it's a real...
Or Amazon.
So, again, we're going to say it, because this is good. Don't be quick to click.
Yeah. That's so good.
You can take 15 seconds. Don't be quick to click. That's a scam alert, and that's a new saying that we just came up with that probably somebody else has already come up with, but whatever, oh, yeah. Who cares? Scam alert! There's a microwave and an oven that this company has developed that if it starts to sense burning, basically smell, computers don't smell, but we'll say smell, if they it shuts off.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. My popcorn always burns.
Always.
But
it's in the microwave, but yes. Why? Yeah. If it always burns, why don't you do it different?
Because yeah. I hit the microwave button.
No,
but and that should already be programmed.
But if you
too.
Say exactly. Always, but why don't you do it different and keep it from always and do something a little different?
Like
push that
watch
one
it
button.
And listen.
No, it's 3.5 minutes, guys. I'm not going to sit there and watch the popcorn pop.
But you can do 3 minutes.
But then you have to, you got to open it up. Oh, wait, now I got to close the bag.
That's
and
you're not building a railroad.
Yes, absolutely. It's annoying.
That's Bones, listen, if you take that popcorn out too early, there's no coming back.
Yeah,
you throw that one away.
But you learn to listen for the pops.
It's 3 minutes.
But guys, it says on the microwave, popcorn. So it should be programmed to pop popcorn exactly right. So you hit the popcorn button, you expect the popcorn to be popped, not burned.
Mine does it just right.
I do just on. I don't use any setting for anything except on.
Really? Yeah. You don't hit the pizza one?
Never. I hit start and it goes 1 minute.
Quick start, yeah.
That's it. Just hit start, it goes automatic 1 minute. Right. I've never hit pizza, never hit popcorn. I don't even know what they are. What are those other buttons on there?
They're all pre-programmed,
defrost.
Dude.
Defrost.
Pretty awesome. Defrost is legit.
I put my meat in the floor of the shower and take a shower.
See, that's not right.
Mm-hmm. I've heard about that one before. All right. Anyway, I thought that was cool.
I want that microwave.
This whole story is about people not living to impress others and how they're the top car brands that rich Americans are driving. And they say you make over $200,000 a year. You're on this list. And they say most rich Americans drive things instead of the crazy cars, but most drive Fords, Hondas, and Toyotas.
There you go.
That is so stupid. What is a Lamborghini a Toyota or a Ford? Like, is that like an offshoot?
No.
Lamborghini's a Lamborghini. I'm pretty sure it is.
I don't think
Porsche.
It's owned by General Motors.
I don't know much about cars.
Like, what's the point of having all that money if you're not going to show it off?
Some would say, many would say, a car is not a great investment because it doesn't matter what tax bracket you fall in, it's just worth less constantly. You never buy a car. I shouldn't say never. You almost never buy a car, and then when you trade it in, you get the exact value or more than.
Well, I understand. I understand that you don't usually get more value for anything. You buy a shirt, you're not
house.
Get,
some stuff goes up. Yeah.
A lot of stuff goes up. House, gold. There's many investments. I'm not arguing.
That's two.
I'm not arguing
you
with you about
what
you said.
No,
none.
The word investment is what that. It doesn't matter. Go ahead.
But anyway, when you pull up to a stoplight, guess what? Is anybody looking at your Toyota or are they looking at your Ferrari?
But why do you care? No, but I should say this. Everybody doesn't care if people look and admire what they're doing.
No. Yet. Deep down, everybody cares.
No.
Not about that specific thing. No, not everybody wants people to look at them while they're in their car and go, baller.
And I don't think differently of anybody if they're in a Ford or Ferrari.
No, like,
I don't think about it at all.
I saw two
different.
Corvettes the other day and I didn't say baller. I was just like, oh, that's a cool car.
Oh, no. I see really cool cars and go, that's awesome.
Okay.
But I don't. I don't see something to afford to be like, I wonder if they could get something better. Mm. Or I don't go, well, that person's rich. Why are they driving a
Ford?
I see what you're saying.
I would if I saw like Jake Owen and he's rocking an Oldsmobile. I'm like, come on, dude. Like,
literally drives an old truck for the most part and an old Bronco.
But ridiculous. So just women in general, let's just talk to these women. Because let's say the guy rolls up in an Oldsmobile.
But why is Oldsmobile on your mind? I don't even know.
All right, a Datsun.
Why are you doing cars that don't even exist anymore?
Yeah, is that not existing?
Just pick a Honda.
So. Okay, a Honda.
Okay.
They roll up in an Accord or a Ferrari. Which one are they getting in? If you're sitting out, all right, there's two guys sitting outside a club, right?
Why are they at clubs?
And they walk out, okay? And they see, and it's exact. They're twin brothers. twin brothers. They look exactly the same. One's got a Ferrari, one's got a Honda. Which one are they going to? Ferrari. They ain't going to the Honda.
It's a weird situation you set up where you have to
blindly. Am I right, Eddie? Are they going to the Honda?
I don't think you're right. It just depends on the woman.
Like, shut up! I would go to the Honda because what is this Ferrari guy compensating for? Overcompensating.
Exactly, why is he just sitting outside the club with his door open?
These two twins.
Where are these guys trying to take me?
I mean, the fact that you guys don't understand how cool it is to have an expensive car.
No one's saying that. I think I think everybody would say if it's a car, if it's a motorcycle, if it's whatever it is that you feel, that's cool. If that's your thing. But no one's saying it's not cool to have a cool car.
Yeah. I mean, to have it in your driveway and your neighbors walk out like, dang.
But that's what people are saying. They don't care about that as much. If they have it, they have it for them. They don't have it. They don't go buy a cool car so other people that they don't know will admire it.
I wish people would answer these surveys honestly. That's the problem, is no one is honest. Oh, they're all scared.
No, their names aren't attached to it, so it is honest.
I don't know.
Why are they scared? Are they going to get tased?
I mean, tell me you're going to pick a Toyota over a Ferrari.
According to a study by Experian Automotive, a lot of wealthy folks don't drive fancy cars. The study found that for people with household income of more than $200,000 to $250,000, 61% don't drive luxury brands. They drive Toyotas, Fords, and Hondas like everybody else.
Yeah, maybe that's not where they want to spend their money.
Right.
And maybe that's
how
they're
good
at
making money.
Yeah.
By not choosing things to spend their money on that loses money.
Because the maintenance even
like
on
lottery
expensive car.
And expensive cars.
If I went door to door and said, hey man, I got a Porsche out front or I got a Toyota. You're telling me they're picking the Toyota?
No, but you're missing the point because they have to pay for it.
Yeah.
They're having
that would
to
be
work
free.
And make their own money and they want to continue making good money. They're probably going to go with a reasonable choice if the car is not important to them. They have other priorities. A boat, maybe, which is also a money waster, but some people love boats so much that you're like, that's where you want to go with it.
Mm-hmm. I like boats.
I mean, Eddie's getting a boat this year, he said.
Yeah, that's my goal, my resolution.
That's not a resolution.
Hey, that's legit, dude. Hey, get a Lambo to pull that boat.
What?
Okay. Thank you, Lunchbox, for your insight.
Yeah, Eddie, would you rather have a Lambo or a Ford?
No, that's not the question. Everybody would have.
Thank you.
Everybody would.
Thank
no,
you.
No, you didn't win.
Thank you. Eddie agreed.
I wouldn't buy it, though.
Ford. Okay, thank you, guys. This is Josh from Wichita, Kansas, who left us a voicemail.
I've been listening to you guys since the day you guys came on air in Kansas 15, 16 years ago. You guys discussed telling us what NLR meant, your little verbiage between you and Lunchbox. I was just curious, what was the story behind NLR again, and when will you ever tell us what it means?
I don't think we've ever said what it means on the air.
Never, we never will.
People have speculated. People have said that we've said and used that, but we've never said it.
Never.
Never.
No one knows.
It's a secret Treehouse Club Lunchbox and I have. And we can only use it once a day. We rarely do use it, but if we're dropping the NLR on each other.
You know it's for real. You know it's serious.
That's right. Just know that. That's what you can know. If we're real and it's serious. Okay. But as of right now, not going to share what that means. It's a language only we have.
But you know what? Since he's been listening so long, we could call him back and just tell him. Like on our private line.
That's interesting. See if we can find Josh's number. I'm still in the giving spirit.
Can you trust him?
Wait, you're going to tell everyone?
I can tell by his voice the guy's up to no good, but who cares? Okay. You know? Here's Tabitha in Indiana.
Hey, Bobby. I just wanted to tell you, you're all the time saying that you're not really famous or you're just moderately well-known or whatever. I play this crossword game on my phone, and I just wanted to tell you I had a clue that said American radio personality who is the winner of season 27 of Dancing with the Stars. And I was so excited to see Bobby Bones in my crossword clue. And to me, that means you are famous.
Well, thank you, Tabitha.
What? Wow. That's amazing.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Dude, you're in a crossword puzzle.
You're a big deal. It was New York Times, too.
It's pretty cool. I don't know that that's true because she did not say that.
Oh,
wow.
But that's pretty cool. Thank you for sharing that. I am not famous. I am known in certain pockets. If I were famous, I couldn't go anywhere without being swamped. That's fame. That's real fame. I can probably go, if I go out to dinner five times, three of them I'm going to get stopped and take pictures, or two of them I'm not for the most part. And that's not fame. That's just, depending on where you are, maybe somebody sees you. School teachers get that, I bet.
No.
What?
School teachers don't get that.
Well, they don't get it in all the places.
No, yeah.
But maybe in their hometown, it's the local Applebee's.
Even the crossword puzzle's making you more famous. Because people are like, even if they don't know you, they're like, Google.
They're like, what a stupid
Googling
name that is.
The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
People online are talking about uncommon things that should become normalized.
Go ahead.
Eating out alone.
Yeah, I had no problem with that.
Sure.
I've done, it's not normal to everyone when I would do it or go to the movies by myself. But yeah, just doing anything alone really, except running or, well, you know, it's tough.
Adult slumber parties.
You know,
no, that's not good.
Called other names.
Yeah, like that's not good.
Yeah.
Affection between men when it's purely platonic.
Sure. I have no problem with that. I'm getting better at it.
Yeah.
Affection, like.
These are just things. You should be able to hug and
no
compliment and
Bones.
Comfort.
Love you, dude.
Thanks, man. I love you too, buddy.
All right.
Thank you. So look at me.
A 4-day work week.
Yeah.
Let's do 6.
The opposite.
And then lastly, splitting the check on dates. Like, just normalize that as a thing.
I can understand, because if you're yelling everything's equal, then make everything equal. I still am old-fashioned in that way, because I've always done it. And now I'm married, so I can't be like, nope, we're splitting this one. We kind of are anyway.
Some married couples do not have joint accounts, which Lunchbox is one of those couples. Do y'all split dinner dates? So how do y'all go out to eat?
No, I make more, and so I do 75%.
Of the bill?
Fractions.
No, what do you mean?
Of the dinner?
He's like,
like 75% of the time we go out, I pay.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Like, so 3 out of 4 dinners we go out to, I pay.
So McDonald's in Japan has something cool that, Bobby, I think you're going to be obsessed with, you know.
Hand washing stations at the table?
Well, yeah. No, but cell phone washing stations.
That'd be awesome.
Because your cell phone can carry so many germs. A lot of people say more than toilets. So they have this little thing where you drop your phone down in for 30 seconds and the ultraviolet lights come on and voila, your phone comes out and it's bacteria free.
And by voila, she means they steal all your information.
Oh, no.
I didn't think about that. Okay.
Well, now you are.
Well, never mind. Don't use that. Actors on Yellowstone and its spinoff series, they have to go through a 2-week cowboy boot camp.
Yeah, probably.
Sounds
so you don't
awesome.
Look stupid if you're not a
yeah.
real.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So they have to learn how to ride a horse naturally, properly, learn how to lasso, and use old school six shooters.
Okay, well, that's just for somebody's enjoyment. But the other ones do look for the show like they need to be taught.
I know. It's like, what if, though, you found the perfect actor for something and then he can't just get the lasso down? Because that's hard.
Yeah, well, then you don't make him lasso or you do a stunt lasso. But it's like needing a great actor to play a ball player, but they just don't look athletic.
Yeah.
Or they throw weird.
It's not believable.
That's tough.
Yeah.
So
maybe you put in a stunt double.
Yeah, but that's tough with the baseball player. Like a pitcher, if you're playing a pitcher but you can't throw, or a quarterback. Lasso, or you could see. You don't do that all, unless the movie's called The Lasso.
It's all about that.
All right, Amy, is that it?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Shout out to Owen Tisler. He was driving in his hometown of New Baltimore, Michigan, when he saw smoke coming out of a house. He's only 17 years old, although he is an Eagle Scout, so you know he knows how to take care of himself. But he decided to call his dad and say, hey, I see smoke. What do you think I should do? And his dad said, well, go pull up to the house and knock on the door and make sure there's nobody inside. So he does just that. And the homeowner answers the door and is actually a little annoyed for the kid banging on his door. And then he realizes, oh, it's because my house is on fire. Well, I got to get my 7 cats and my pet pig out, but we'll be good to go. Everyone was safe.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry to annoy you, but I'm saving you from a fire.
Well, once he realized that, he was no longer annoyed. Right. And I've got a clip of Owen talking about seeing the house.
I stopped my car because I'm just watching all the smoke come out. First thing I do is I call my dad. I was like, I think this house is on fire. What should I do? Instant, he just told me, go on the door, bang on the front door, make sure nobody's in there, and then call 911.
Yeah. So he did that.
Glad they saved all the cats. I mean, that's a lot of cats.
Yeah,
7
and
cats
the pig.
And a pet pig.
There you go. Hey, look. Eddie once saved somebody when it saw a fire burn.
Yeah,
but it ended up being a tobacco house, and they were supposed to be smoking.
Oh, so it was.
So, and they said, leave us alone.
Got it. So different ending?
Yeah.
All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.